It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yeah, I first got to open with a special thank you to Avram Yako for that incredible new intro music. It's such a great vibe. Thank you, Avram Yako. Oh, man, welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WR, the voice of New York and around the world on the powerful iHeartRadio Network. Of course, thank you to the great listenership of this show. I get great feedback all the time, and it's always like, wow, you have incredible guests. How did you get them on the show? Oh, man, wait till you hear about tonight's guest. But just, you know, it's radio, so suspense and drop more. If you're watching YouTube, obviously you saw what the title is. So, by the way, hello to all those watching us on YouTube. On YouTube, we're at 710 WR, Mind Your Business. And, of course, if you subscribe, you are automatically notified every single time our show goes live. And we've had so many incredible guests on this show. John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. The list is too long. If I start going through the list, we're not going to get to our guests. So, you know what? If you visit us on YouTube, you'll have access to over 300 clips from various shows that we've had in the past. And, of course, we're syndicated on many different channels. Just before I get to my guests, a special thank you to Srili Michal and Nachi here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Got to be a mensch. Got to thank our team who make it happen week in and week out. Special thank you to Darren, Peter, and Robert at 710 WOR. And Zev Brenner, the veteran radio personality from Talk Non Communications. Thank you for the shout out each week and returning the favor. Without further ado, getting to tonight's incredible guest, Amanda Holmes. Now, it's, you know, really interesting how the world operates, because I read her dad's book, Chet Holmes, and of course Amanda now is the CEO of Chet Holmes International. I've read the book years ago, and I've recommended it to many dozens of people as being the go-to book. Now, I'm not officially going to say skip college and read the book. I'm not saying that. There's, you know, the people that learn and have a learning mindset are the ones that get ahead. In fact, Chet says only 10%, right? I think I got that right, Amanda.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only 10% of the people have a learning mindset. What a shame. How sad. Because if you have a learning mindset, you grow, you scale, you see new opportunities and you get to new opportunities because you're always listening. But so I read that book and have recommended it to many, many people because it's an incredible book. Amanda has assumed the role of CEO at Chet Holmes International and has re-released the book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. Turbocharge your business with relentless focus on 12 key strategies. In fact, I'm deeply honored that a line of mine was included in the new release. I'm so touched and so honored because it was. And then I had the opportunity to be at a Jeffrey Hazlett conference, and Amanda was there. I'm like, whoa, hello, hi. So, and from there, she's been on the show here a couple of times. And from time to time, we just have to have her back on the set because she has so much information to share. And tonight in particular, we want to talk about the new release. And in particular, we're going to zoom in to Chapter 7. So first of all, welcome back to Mind Your Business, Amanda.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You know, we've assisted hundreds of thousands of businesses worldwide, and I speak to so many of them, and yet you are in the top 10, I would have to say, as people that actually live and breathe where Ultimate Sales Machine is part of their DNA. So it was an honor to be able to meet you and be able to put you into the book to celebrate
you. Thank you. And by the way, I'll just share with people, what's my trick is that I read it and reread it. And I, of course, I also have the audio books and I listen to it. And that's how you get it into your DNA. If you want to make something part of you, you gotta go back at it. Not like, and in fact, Chet shares this in, I think it's chapter 1 or chapter 2. He says, I don't want to hear that you heard it already. I want to hear that you implemented it.
Absolutely. I mean, his coined phrase, mastery isn't about doing 4,000 different things. It's about doing 12 things 4,000 times.
Right. And that's such an incredible insight, because so many people, it's like one and done. I tried it. Amanda, I tried it. It didn't work. What do you mean? You tried it? Yeah. Let me hear. You tried it once, right? Yeah, I tried it once. Didn't work. Oh, come on. You're wasting my time.
Yep.
Okay. Chapter 7. Now, again, we're talking about The Ultimate Sales Machine. Of course, it's available on Amazon and in bookstores nationwide. The Ultimate Sales Machine, turbocharge your business with relentless focus on 12 key strategies. Each chapter is a book in and of itself. But we're going to zero in on Chapter 7, which is this new 7 musts of marketing. And a special thank you and kudos to Amanda, who have broken out the chapter, because when the book was written, the original book was written, what, in 92?
It was around 2007. So 15 years ago, my father really built this infrastructure around a time when the internet wasn't really something that we were doing a lot of commerce on. So when I had to rewrite it, I mean, can I give you a bit of market data on this?
Yeah, what please, it was 15
years ago versus today?
Yeah.
So 15 years ago, the average company was on 7 different marketing mediums to promote their business. 7. Today, we're on an average of 13 with 5 social media channels and 3 paid advertising sites. We're doing double the amount of work and yet for a fraction of the results because, so 15 years ago, my father would talk about there's 40,000 commercial messages hitting your prospect every day. That was before 3.8 billion people decided that they needed to have a voice on social media, right? 3.8 billion social media pages online today. So you are not only competing with all of those. And so now you're competing with all the consumers, but you're right. Also competing with triple the amount of businesses, because just on Facebook alone, right, there were 3 million users promoting their businesses on Facebook using ads 4 years ago. Now there's 9 million. So the amount of, my father called it the clutter factor. The clutter factor has gotten so high. If you're saying, I wonder why my prospects don't hear me. I wonder why I'm not getting responses when I call them, when I do marketing. Why aren't they responding? It's because of the clutter factor. That's why Chapter 7 is critical. And also this concept that you really have to know who you're speaking to. Because if you know who you're speaking to, then you have to speak to them specifically. Because when you market to everyone, you market to no one. And then where does that message land? So that they know, so that you are actually speaking to where they are instead of just speaking it out into the universe and
incredible.
Your prospects don't spend time there.
So precise. So I mean, you just say it like it is, as your dad would say it. Before we get into the, I don't want to say nitty gritty, but the key elements of marketing, on page 135, there is the issue and the concept of the core story. Now, that is so critical because everything will be driven through that. Can you explain the core story and how does someone build their core story?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So let's say that you were in a stadium full of your prospects. And if I were to hand you a mic right now, would you be able to say, hello, the title of my talk is blank? Majority of businesses, when given that opportunity, would say something along the lines of, hello, we've been in business for 12 years. This is what we do to support prospects and clients alike. This is the product or service that we do. We're great. So this is all about me, myself, and I. We call it the me-we syndrome, which will only get 3% of the marketplace, right? 3% are in the buying now category. 7% are open to it. The next 30% aren't interested. The next 30% think they're not interested. And the last 30% are definitely not interested. So 90% of that stadium will get up and walk out as soon as you've talked about just you.
Right.
So what core story is it's a way of educating your prospect, all of the buyer's pyramid, those that aren't thinking about you, think that they're not interested or definitely not interested. And it educates them into the buying now category using a blend of market data, because our world has gotten so critical because of the internet, right? We don't trust anything. We don't trust the government. We don't trust laws and regulations and big corporations. So the data is something that builds the trust, because you want that logical side of science. Mm-hmm. And then you want to back it by story, because that's what we remember, right? Our whole history is told in stories so that we will remember it and retain it. So with the blend of the logical and the emotional side, whether you're talking to somebody that's more logical or more emotional, it will lead to you as the only logical conclusion. So that is what core story is telling that story that takes anybody that's listening to you, grabs them with an intriguing story, and leads them to you as the only logical conclusion.
We're speaking with Amanda Holmes, and of course, we're talking about her brand new release, The Ultimate Sales Machine: Turbocharge Your Business with Relentless Focus on 12 Key Strategies. It was originally written by Chet Holmes and is a brand new re-release with Amanda Holmes. And of course, she is the CEO of Chet Holmes International. What's the website for the main company, the Chet Holmes International?
Yeah. ChetHolmes.com. C-H-E-T, Holmes like Sherlock, H-O-L-M-E-S.com.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference. 844-538-1911.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are five key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community, that will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and of course throughout the world on the powerful IR Radio Network. And hello, hello to those watching this episode on YouTube. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR, Mind Your Business. And by the way, put your thoughts in the comments below. You agree with something Amanda says? Yeah, that's nice. Put a comment. You disagree? It's okay. She can handle it. But she might respond. She might let you know, like, you know, hey, buddy, here's why you're wrong. So it's okay to give us, we love feedback all the time. Okay. Before the break, we were talking about chapter 7 in the new release of The Ultimate Sales Machine: Turbocharge Your Business with Relentless Focus on 12 Key Strategies. And of course, we spoke about the critical concept, which is spoken about in chapter 4, the core story, building your core story. So Amanda, before we get into some specific strategies and tactics regarding marketing, perhaps I could just turn to you. What is either the biggest mistake or some of the key mistakes that businesses unfortunately continue to make in their marketing?
Yes. So we have the shiny object syndrome so intensely, right? Because we used to have only 7 marketing mediums, and now we have more like 17, 18 marketing mediums. How do we know that the marketing that we're doing is generating an ROI? Well, my father had a 5-point checklist that he put into the original book. We decided to take that and implement it through every marketing medium because we have lost touch with the actual point of marketing. So it's very simple. These 5-point checklists, we call it the 5-prong checklist to determine that your marketing is generating an ROI. Number one, you want to target your buyers. We had a client out of New Jersey that used to go to this trade show every year, and they spent $1 million on this trade show. Mm. But I'm sure many of you spend less on a trade show, but you go every year because you're used to that that place. Right. We did a audit of their revenue that they generated from that. They spent $1 million and they only generated $60,000 from that trade show. And so we begged the question, are your target buyers even at this trade show? And the answer was no.
Ouch.
So why are we marketing there? So step number one, target your buyers. Where are they? Where do they spend their time online? Where do they spend their time offline? Who are the influencers that they watch? What are the Facebook groups that they're a part of? What golfing club are they a part of, right? So where exactly are your buyers? Then step number two is capture leads. You have to grab their attention and get, whether it's an email, whether it's their phone number, whether it's following them on a social media platform. The second step, if you don't capture their information, then you'll never get, you'll never follow up, right? How many of you meet somebody in an event? 80% of leads that are generated from an event are never followed up on. 80%. So I'll give you a real great tip right now. Are you ready for this, Yitzhak?
Yeah.
So you meet somebody and you go, well, it was really nice to meet you. Let's do something fun. Okay. So you pull up your phone, you open it up as if you're going to take a selfie and you say, let's do something fun. And you tell them to smile. Okay. Smile yourself. Okay.
Okay.
And then you say, I'll text it to you. What's your number? And you just hold.
Brilliant.
And you wait for them. You're assuming the sale, right? That you're getting their cell phone. I have done this with leaders of industries. I've done this with nine-figure CEOs, billion-dollar executives in the automotive industry. Time and time again, they go, wow, that was brilliant. And it didn't cost you a dime. That was your first thing that won't cost you a dime that you're about to learn from this. I will give you more in this interview, but we call it the signature selfie. It's so simple, and yet we forget. We give them a business card, and then they never follow up. You never follow up. Same with, and I'm going to make this relevant, in web presence. That's one of the seven musts of marketing, your web presence. How many of you have a website that has no way to capture their email? The number one thing that your website should do is give you the opportunity to continue to go on dates. And what are dates? Dates are once you get their email, then you send them another email and then you follow up with another email. And if they're going to buy, they're going to buy regardless. If some that weren't going to buy, but would be willing to give you your email in exchange for something of value, then you're growing your list. Then you get more opportunities to get up to bat, right? So every website should have something engaging. And that's where it ties back to that stadium pitch that I had talked about earlier, that core story. What education are you giving them? You're not just saying, hey, would you like to subscribe so we can tell you every time we want to pitch you something? No, it's something of value. So I'll give you an example. ChetHolmes.com. If you go there, you'll see there is a call out that says, would you like to know the biggest thing holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months? Put your name and email in and we will give you results on what could be holding you back. That gets a conversion rate of on average about 13%. And I will tell you that is,
wow,
right? I saw your face go, wow. Majority of people get about a 1.5% conversion rate from
and
the
even
website.
Less, and many less.
Thank you. And majority don't even have an opt-in on their website at all. So you're not even getting up at all of the money that you're spending and all the efforts you are making to get people to get to your website. They're not even engaging or giving you anything in return. So you have to make sure that you capture those leads. That is step number two. Do you want to say anything before I go?
No, we're good. Keep on going.
Okay. Okay. Number three is educate, right? We teach this. Stop selling, start educating. Because of things like Amazon, right? I call it the Death Star of the traditional commission breast salesperson, because 97% of our prospects don't want to be sold to anymore. They want to be educated. Why? Because they can go online today and they can purchase something on Amazon without having to talk to a sales rep. People are buying houses and cars without having to talk to a sales rep. This is absurd for any person that's used to or has been selling for a decade or more. We are flabbergasted by this concept. So what are you doing to educate your prospects so that they see your information and they're willing to raise their hand and say, yes, I want to talk to a salesperson? The average B2B consumer consumes five pieces of content before they raise their hand and say, okay, I'd like to talk to a sales rep.
You mean
what
that
are you
they,
doing to...
Yeah, and sorry to interrupt. So especially in the B2B space, even though it's in the B2C space as well, but in B2B, the fact that people want to deal with an influencer, with a thought leader. I want to see through the education you're providing that you really, you know the industry well. I want to do business with you.
It's amazing. because of the ability to publish today and all the mediums that we have, right? So then number four is interact a ton and foster community. Because we have the ability to have communities unlike ever before, now communities are selling it. You don't even have to sell it. I've keynoted for the last three DLP Capital events. It's the CEO is 37 years old. His name is Don Wenner, and they have $1 billion in real estate. They've hit the Inc. 5000 list 10 years in a row, this 37-year-old. It's absurd. And when I go there and I look at the community, every quarter he has an event and the community sells the prospects on his services. It's not even him doing it. It's magnificent, the ability of what we can do with communities today and interacting a ton. What can you do to interact more? You want to create the number one goal of marketing, regardless of if we're marketing on a spaceship to Mars, whether it is an AI bot. The number one goal of marketing is to create top of mind awareness. So that as soon as a prospect thinks, oh, I need a product or service like yours, you are the first one that they think of. That is why you are posting on social. That is why you're sending out emails. That is why you're doing ads, because you want to create top of mind awareness. So four is interacting a ton and re-engaging. And then number five, convert to sales. If all of these steps don't lead to a conversion of sales, then you are in the wrong place, marketing to the wrong people and not doing the steps. So if you ever feel like, wow, I don't think I have this marketing medium in the right place or something's off, you can always go to Ultimate Sales Machine, Chapter 7, and you'll see those five-prong checklists to determine if you are getting the ROI you want from your marketing vehicle.
Wow. Wow. For those that just tuned in the last few minutes, you're probably wondering, oh man, how can I get that information? Well, good news. Michal has the podcast up by Monday, usually around 11, 12 o'clock. It's up on all the channels, Spotify, iTunes, etc. And the YouTube episode goes up usually within 2 to 4 weeks after the show. And the reason why I'm just mentioning out there now is because if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, then you're automatically notified when an episode goes live, the video part, and especially tonight's special interview with Amanda Holmes. Again, we're talking about the new release, the re-release of The Ultimate Sales Machine, perhaps the greatest business book, debatable, like for anyone out there. I don't want to get into any fights out there, but certainly from the top handful, top five business books ever written, The Ultimate Sales Machine, turbocharge your business with relentless focus on 12 key strategies. Of course, available on Amazon and bookstores nationwide. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
Leaders who are able to engage their teams more effectively, who are demonstrating a level of understanding and empathy. It doesn't mean we're not going to hold people accountable. We have to hold people accountable for results. And at the same time, there's a great quote, which is, I don't care what you know until I know that you care.
The clip you just heard is from the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart. For more fantastic business advice, follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are five key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community. that will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com.
We're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Zaftos right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. And my guest this evening is Amanda Holmes. She is the CEO of Chet Holmes International. And we're talking about the new release, the re-release of The Ultimate Sales Machine, Turbocharge Your Business with Relentless Focus on 12 Key Strategies, perhaps the greatest business book ever written. And the in particular tonight, we're focusing on the 7 musts of marketing, which of course is chapter 7 in the book. In the previous few segments of tonight's show, we were talking about the core story and the checklist, the important checklist that one must always factor in when they do a marketing campaign. And it was just, when Amanda was sharing it, like some of the things are like, duh, like it's basic, but no, it's violated. I mean, she spoke about a client, obviously no names here, a client that was going to a trade show, investing $1 million in going to a specific trade show, and the return was $60,000. Now, on the balance sheet, that's no good. No, the CPA will show up and gave potch. You can't do that. You can't spend $1 million and make $60,000. That's basic arithmetic right there.
So. I kept telling them, give me that to spend on ads and I will knock your world out of the park.
So you got to know if you're reaching your audience. That's like number one, whether she's going to talk about direct mail soon. Direct mail is not dead, but you got to have a great list. If your list is dead, don't waste your money. Don't waste a penny. Don't waste a dollar. Don't test. Don't waste a penny. It starts with the list. So the previous few segments, we addressed quite a bit. Now we're jumping into the 7 musts of marketing. We're going to go through certain marketing mediums that are used day in and day out. Now, print media, we know, is not as strong as it was when the book was released back in 07. However, it's not dead by any means. There are, there are certainly major publications that are out there and doing quite well for specific reasons. And so now we're first going to discuss print advertising, because there is an art and a science to it. And if it's, okay, ready.
I have to talk about this because I find this fascinating. Yes. So it took me 4 years to rewrite my father's book. Yeah. And one of the things that his methodologies are so timeless, right. The strategy, because it's based in strategic thinking rather than just being the tactical, here's what you need to do with every tactic. That's why so many people have referred it for the last 15 years, right? It's just word of mouth because people love the book so much. So I took what my father taught about radio ads and I proved that the same concept, I took the same radio ad copy and I put it into a Facebook ad and it converted, it decreased our cost per lead by 30%. I went, yes, it's proven that this, it's just the mediums that change. So what my father taught that he was doing, selling advertising for a well-known billionaire by the name of Charlie Munger, co-chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, that same ads that he was doing in newspapers, I now prove the same thing in Instagram Reels, in LinkedIn posts, right? In LinkedIn messages and YouTube ads. It's the same concepts. I can give it to you an example of this. Would you
Please.
Like that?
Of course.
So my father talks about advertising. So rule number one, it must be distinctive. And one of the things that makes it distinctive, so when you have an ad that actually has some kind of human element, it's one thing to show, let's say, a mug and you're selling Yeti as a mug. It's another thing for a person to be holding the mug and look so happy that they're holding the mug. It makes it more human. Mm-hmm. So, and every time that I, like, let's say on Instagram Reel, if I'm posting on Instagram, I will make sure that if the product doesn't have, like, we'll be promoting the book. I will make sure that the book has somebody holding the book on an Instagram Reel. Or on Instagram, you can also have like moving people. So I'll have a moving person dancing next to the book. Why? Because I know that my father proved it from generations prior that when you have a human element in your ads, it makes them more distinctive and it makes them more relatable. Therefore, people are more engaged.
Right.
And I've proven it. It's just the tactics that are minor changes. I can go to rule number two.
Yes, please.
Okay. So rule number two is you want to capture the attention with a screaming headline. So we go back to that stadium pitch concept. So we had a client that said, humans are going extinct. Learn the three things that are making humans go extinct. Now, obviously, that's a pretty head-turning title. And you got to go, what do these people have to say? And then the rule number three is you have to get their engagement and allow them to want to read more. So in this education, it led with an education back to those five prongs, right? An education around how we don't have the proper nutrition. And then it led into the fact that they sold supplements. Right. But what do? We grab the attention of everyone with a head turning title. Now, today, what I love about these three steps. So it must be distinctive. It must have a head turning title. And then it must have something that educates them in the body copy that makes them want to read further. Mm-hmm. So all three of these steps can be proven with every social media post you put out, every email you put out. So for me, in my organization, every time, and we post on social, you know, one, if not two times a day, that is the perfect breeding ground to see. We track how many impressions, how many views, how many likes, how many comments, how many shares, how many saves, how many clicks. And with every single post, as we're tracking them, we can identify this one went soft viral. That is what we need to use now for our ads. So then we'll put money behind the ads, but we'll test it with the content amidst each medium.
Right.
That is such a great way because you think, okay, this is going to be distinctive. We think this is going to be a good head-turning title. But now because we have the platforms to be able to test, it allows us the ability to get more information out more regularly to create that top of mind awareness. And then you actually have to track it because majority of people just post. They go, oh my gosh, I have to post on social. I guess I will post on Facebook. And then they drudge their way through something. And how many of you actually go back and look? How many people have liked that? Who has liked that? Who has commented? I got a $1 billion client from a Facebook ad where the person was asking about the pricing of some product. And I followed up and it turned out that he ran a multi-billion-dollar company. He was in his late 60s. I couldn't get him on email. I couldn't get him even when I had his phone number, but I could talk to him on Facebook Messenger. So there's something to be had about following up with those that we just don't think about. Or even if you're getting four likes here, five comments there, and it doesn't seem like it hasn't gone viral, that is a perfect breeding ground to prove the three advertising rules, right? Must be distinctive, must have a great head-turning title, and the body copy must engage them to want to take a next step.
Now, Amanda, because I know the book, I can't say I know it by heart, but I know rule number four, the call to action. Never forget. Yeah,
if you don't have the call to action, what are you doing? I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, you were testing me there, I know.
Well, it's shocking how many people forget these simple steps, right?
Yeah.
You see it everywhere. It doesn't matter where, what kind of ads. Like billboards still just baffle me. And there's still a place for billboards.
Sure.
Absolutely. But if you don't have a strong call to action, what is the point? If it's if it's just the logo and then you don't, my father used to say it all the time. We'd drive around and he'd look at that ad and he'd be like, what does that even say? What does that even mean?
And I remember one of his conferences, he said, there was a headline in an ad, thoughts are things. What's that? What thoughts are things? Come on. Who's going to even, they just turn the page. Thoughts are things.
I was looking at one on a bus and it was just an epic failure because the call to action was in between the two buses. So you couldn't read the call to action.
Right.
I thought, oh my gosh, if you're going to pay to be on a bus, you don't want the wrap to be covering the call to action. And you have to be really clear if it's an ad or if it, making sure that call to action is really simple and easy to find, spell, right? If it's an auditory, if it's something on like here, if we're on the radio, you have to repeat it three times or less.
That's right.
Or three times or more to make sure that you hear it.
And has to be very, very memorable, especially if it's on a billboard. If you're going to have an 800 number, let's say 1-800-CALL-NOW or something like that, fine, that's great. But it's 1-800-492-78. Come on, who's remembering that? You know, and you certainly hope that the guy's not writing it down, or the individual's not writing it down while they're driving. It's like, you just got to make sure it's memorable.
And that also speaks to QR codes, right? QR codes, because of COVID, became very popular. Yeah. And now everybody wants to use a QR code. I find that from my keynotes, when I'm talking in front of 500-600 people, that if I put a text message, text this word to this number, I get usually around a 70% conversion of people that I'm speaking to that I then get their cell phone number. And majority of people that go out there and speak, if you're speaking at a lunch and learn, if you happen to get in front of a trade show group of people and you have no way to capture those leads, right? Step number two of the five prong, then you're doing something off. You need to make sure that you have that call to action.
Amazing. Okay, we spent time talking about advertising. Perhaps we can get to a favorite topic, because there are strong opinions out there on this: direct mail in 2023. Direct mail.
So now that our inbox, our digital inbox, is so full with mail, right? I think it's something around like 3 billion messages are sent every 60 seconds. It's something absurd. And 60% of that is spam. Now our physical mailbox is not as full. So it's such a great place, right? But you have to know how to do it correctly, because so many people will send a piece of mail. It doesn't look like it's personalized. Personalization that's one of the themes of this next year, is can you personalize, but do it in a way that's automated? So I've seen now where you can have it where it looks like it's handwritten letter.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Why not? Right? AI can actually assist to pull things from the internet to say, hey, this is something specific about a person, but then there can be mass messages. So how can we personalize?
Of course, with variable VDP, variable data printing, where automatically throughout a direct mail piece, you could put someone's name in throughout VDP, variable data printing. Yeah. And the leading printers are able to do this. It's not just match mailing anymore. It's that throughout the piece on the direct mail card. I think they could even, of course, match if there's an internet picture, pull the picture of the person and put it on the piece. How impactful is that? You get a piece that has your picture on it. Now, of course, you got to make sure that it's done right, because you put someone else's picture, you toast.
Well, this is an important point. So this also kind of crosses into chapters 9 and 6 around the Dream 100.
Yeah.
So when my father first came out with this concept, it's the fastest, least expensive way to double sales. And it's the single strategy that has doubled the sales for more companies than any other. What he did was he analyzed 2,200 leads that came up with only the top 167 that purchased 95% of the space. So instead of going after 2,200, he led an intensive effort on just 167. That's where Dream 100 was invented. Now, as I've watched over the last 8 years of being CEO, people deploy Dream 100s, we find that they get so overwhelmed with 100 people that they want to focus on a smaller amount. Who is one person that could completely change your world? If you got that one person. So I love this story. Tom Schaff, who has done consulting with us in the past, he had a client that had 966 clients. And after analyzing it, he realized that 950 of those clients were break-even clients. So he said, I recommend you fire 950 of your clients and you go after these three businesses. And they looked at him like, what are you smoking? Like, that is crazy. Right? And it was a high eight-figure business. And they led an intensive effort. Dream won. And that one client, they won. And it produced another $100 million into their business. They doubled sales from just one client. So when we talk about direct mail, who are one? I call it the target 12. who are 12 people that because of the internet today, you have more information about them than you ever have before. If my father had the amount of information that we have today about prospects, I can't even imagine what he'd do. But you can be so specific to a person. So I'll give you an example of this. One of our clients is ClickFunnels. So Russell Brunson's a fairly well-known, you know, multi-New York Times bestselling author. They have a million people that follow them. They're very well-known. They went from zero to 100 million in 4 years using this Dream 100 approach. Mm-hmm. Now, I decided that I wanted to Dream 100 him. So I knew that he has a love of books. He posts about it all the time, how he loves books. He loves books. And he's been a very big usher for Dream 100 to the next generation after mm-hmm. my father passed. He talks about it a lot in his books and in his content. So I had a book that my father had written that he believed to be the best book he'd ever written, and it was never released. Mm. It still hasn't been released. Yeah. Mm. It's a little bit promiscuous. And I was telling Russell about it and saying, you know, I don't think I could ever release this because it's a little bit edgy. And Russell said, well, I'd love to read it. Do you think I could read it? Because he was such a fan of my father and Dream 100. And so I had printed just for him a copy of that never published book. Okay. And I sent it to him via mail. And that cost me about $5. And he said it was one of the best gifts he's ever gotten from somebody, right? So there's one thing to gift. There's a lot of people that gift today in direct mail. That's something very expensive. And then they feel that they're obligated to do something back, and it can create some tension. What my father did with Dream 100 is, how can we outsmart the competition? How can we do something clever that shows that we're listening, that we're engaging with them, that we're entertaining? Because everyone else is just saying, hey, I want to pitch you. Hey, I want to pitch you. What if instead, like you're saying, you get a picture of you and somebody you love that's made, that can be made on an app today, right? It costs you 99 cents to download the app, and it turns it into a beautiful painting. And then you send that to your prospect, and that costs you maybe $10. And then you have 12 of those people, and you continually follow up. This is critical. Pig-headed discipline and determination, right. Which I love what you say after that. You want to say it?
PhD.
Yes, but then also you're
all right. Yeah, but it's not kosher to eat for my community, but it's but the lesson is kosher.
Yes, I love that. So with direct mail is such a great way to leave a lasting impression that they'll always remember. Somebody sent me socks with my face on them. And every time I open my sock drawer, I will continually think of Dennis Yu. I'm like, I will never forget Dennis Yu because he sent me socks with my face. I've never worn them. I think they're crazy a bit. I'm not the type to wear socks with my face on them. But it will always create him as top of mind in my head. So what can you do to be out of the box, but yet send them a box, no pun intended, and show them that you are listening, that you're thinking about them, that you care about them, and that you actually want to provide them value with every step, whether it's advertising, whether it's trade show booths, whether it's direct mail, whether it's emails, whether it's social media posts. You should show that you care.
Wow. You know, the time flies. We have around 10 minutes left to the show. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get to the next five, and we could crush through it because the next five of the seven musts of marketing, because so many of the concepts that were shared are applicable really to everything else, whether it's a great headline. That means you have to have a great subject line in your email, etc. We're speaking with Amanda Holmes. She is the CEO of Chet Holmes International, and she just re-released her dad's book, one of the greatest marketing, not just marketing, business books, because in there, it's broken down by 12 chapters. In fact, the subtitle is Turbocharge Your Business with Relentless Focus on 12 Key Strategies. I've recommended this to many dozens, if not hundreds of people over the years, and the new release is very cool. Again, The Ultimate Sales Machine, available on Amazon and bookstores nationwide. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24-6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
And we're back. Mind your business with the Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Tonight's guest, Amanda Holmes. We're talking about the re-release of her dad's book, one of the greatest business books of all time, The Ultimate Sales Machine. Turbocharge your business with relentless focus on 12 key strategies. Now, 12 key strategies. He has 12 key chapters inside the book. She has, because she wrote it with her dad. Now, each one deserves its own show, if not more. But tonight, specifically, we're talking about the 7 musts of marketing, which happens to be, incidentally, chapter 7 in the book. In the new release, it's broken into 2 parts because she took what her dad wrote in 2007 when it was released. And, of course, broke that out because now we're in 2023 and there's a lot of new technology out there which has to be factored in to any marketing approach that a company will do in order to be effective. Amanda, we have only around 7-8 minutes left and not enough time to get everything in, but we're going to try, okay?
Yes. So,
okay, now the 7 musts of marketing. In previous segments, we spoke about advertising and direct mail. Number 3 is corporate literature. Brochures, promotional pieces, books, ebooks. Let's talk about that and then we'll get to 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. Sorry. I think that's the old one. We changed it into market education.
Oh, good.
So that can also include books, podcasts, right?
Yes.
Just this general topic of like what we talked about in the first section of how are you stop selling and start educating your prospect? What are you going to do? So I can give you an example that blends that one with personal contact. So we had a client that went out to prospects that had already said no to their services. So they had already gotten a proposal and it was sitting on the table, just kind of gathering dust. So they came back and they said, we've done a study and we've surveyed clients just like yours to find out the 5 biggest things that your farm could lose revenue on. And they were all farmers. They were selling tractor equipment. And instead of saying, hey, I'd like to pitch you, I know the proposal's sitting there on your kitchen table. Can we talk about it, right? Can we talk about the proposal? Can we talk? No, they don't want to talk about the proposal. So you need to come at it from an educational place. Right. So instead, His name is Troy Aberle. He started educating on the five ways you could lose revenue on your farm. And every single person said yes to him. Within 6 weeks, he got the appointment and closed them on that proposal that they had said no to. He generated $8.4 million in 6 weeks and then generated another $42 million over 7 months. And it cost him less than $50,000, which is an 83,000% ROI. I calculated that recently because everything that we teach, everything my father taught and that we've carried on, it's about working smarter with every move you're making. So sometimes we make it so much harder by thinking, okay, well, in our current sales process, if we just make double the amount of cold calls, or if we send double the amount of emails, we'll be able to double our sales. Well, sometimes you can have the same amount of prospects if you just shift the market education to lead them through an education instead. Your messaging is what really needs work. And maybe it's also the people that you're choosing to focus on are the wrong people. So there's key, the ultimate sales machine framework that gets missed when we're trying to double our sales. So that's market education. And then I also tied in personal contact because of, instead of cold calling and saying, hey, I'd love to talk to you about this hat that you'll get when you buy $1 million worth of tractor equipment. Now he's saying, hey, would you like to know what's keeping other people like you up at night? I have put together a report to give it to you. Then they feel like, wow, you've done this for me. That's so wonderful. And you've done something that majority of people won't do, which is look beyond selling, the me-we syndrome, and going into service.
Now, as Amanda pointed out, the truth is, yeah, the seven muscles of marketing have changed over the years. The listeners of tonight's show were treated to covering some of those subjects as well. We still have three we didn't cover yet, and that is, I mean, well, we talked about it here and there, but we'll just want to have a couple minutes on these three. Digital presence, which we did touch on. Email, yep. And public relations. So maybe we can get public relations out of the way. In fact, this is a great story, yes, with your dad on that.
You want to talk about that first?
Yeah,
I love that.
I remember hearing your dad speak about it. He said, you know, public relations is very important because that's earned media. You appeared in Forbes, Fortune, whatever, the Wall Street Journal, and that's great. So your dad had come into one meeting and in the boardroom, and the team, the PR team, walked in with a loose leaf full of all the clippings from where that company was featured, and said, wow, look, we were featured here, there, and so he asked like some simple questions like, okay, great, is it in your brochure? Is it on your website? Did you leverage it? Like, what? So much earned media not leveraged in the sales process and your other marketing mediums? Oh.
One of my favorite places, I learned this from Deborah Bringelson, is the latest press piece you have. Do you have it as the signature in your email so that everybody sees, have you seen the latest press piece on me? Or I have taken my press pieces and I pin them to the top of my social media. So for years, I had pinned the story that Inc. told me that went soft viral. It was the second most shared article that day over Elon Musk and Richard Branson, was about how a millennial would take over a company, a multi-million dollar company. It was like at a time when millennials, we thought there was no hope for us, right, as a generation, right, that we were just a lost generation that would never make anything of ourselves. And one millennial stood up. So it did very well. And I've pinned it. And it's also become a part of every deck we ever do. Keynotes, I have the picture over and over again. How many times can you utilize those press? It should be 1,000 different ways.
Amazing. So we have two left here. Digital presence, which we've spoken about before, but maybe you could just give it a minute on that, whether it's the internet and social, yep, media, et cetera. Look, that's one of the seven muscles of marketing, of course.
So like we said before, talking about how people's buying habits, they will look at five pieces of content before they decide to say that they're interested or raise their hand to talk to a sales rep. So what you have to do is you have to make sure that you have education online. So whether that's on your social media profiles, whether that's on your website, and then you have to have that next step, which is capturing their information. So on every social media platform you have, do you give them a next step where you actually collect their email, their cell phone number, some way to take that next step to engage them? Because likes and follows do not pay the bills, yeah, right? So we want to turn profile views into profits. And that takes making sure that you capture their information. It's the same with your website. Like we mentioned before, your website should also have a way to capture their information. So that's web presence in a very quick nutshell. Email, for every dollar you spend on email, you get $42 back. It is the highest ROI generating marketing vehicle that you could possibly do. And yet majority of business owners just leave it to the last thing that they think about. Oh, let's just send out an email. We don't hone our lists. We don't treat them like the valuable asset that they are. So there's many things that you can do with email lists. I mean, I would start with, once somebody comes into your world, what is the series of emails that they get as an indoctrination series? Something that teaches them about who you are, what you stand for. People need to hear that today. They need to know the why behind why you're doing what you're doing, because they're so lacking in trust of society. So if you have a good story, if you have a good mission, you should share that. It's the same with if you're trying to get more staff. Everyone has a problem with staffing today. You need to speak more about your mission, because post-COVID, people gained a conscience. They actually cared about what they're doing and they want to do something positive. So can you share that as part of your indoctrination series? As you're indoctrinating them too, can you educate them on resetting of their buying criteria? This is more in chapter 4, but what are the things that they look for when purchasing something like yours? So you want to educate them so that you can preempt the competition, send the competition away so that you are the only logical conclusion. You should also be overcoming their objections. What are the typical objections that you get in the sales process? Can you put that up front in an automated email sequence so that every person that comes into your world gets this indoctrination series so that they become raving fans?
What an incredible show. Tonight's show, the new 7 Musts of Marketing. Make sure to get that in before the show closes out. Wow, we're out of time. Special thank you to Amanda Holmes. We were talking about the new release, The Ultimate Sales Machine. Turbocharge your business with relentless focus on 12 key strategies. It's available on Amazon, of course, and on bookstores nationwide. This wraps up a great show of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.